live from the MTR Tung Chung line out of Hong Kong. We're at the Kowloon Station. We've got two more stops, the Olympic and then Nam Chung. We're getting off at Nam Chung, where everybody's going to what, Mick?
No, we're getting
Nam
off
Chung
at
tonight? Oh, we're going all the way?
Yes.
Nam Chung. It's Tung Chung, you silly goose.
We are, in fact, going all the way on the Tung Chung line.
We're going all the way on the Tung Chung line.
Hi, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or MP3 player. I'm Austin Titchener, one third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, number 146, Tung Chung Line. We have had a great 2 weeks here in Hong Kong. We've had fantastic audiences. We've been feted by our hosts, the good folks at ABA Productions. We've taken advantage of almost everything that Hong Kong has to offer. We played tourist this week, visiting the largest statue of Buddha in the world. We took some great pictures of the big Buddha, and if you follow us on Twitter, you can see them. And while we were riding the metro, the subway, the tube, whatever you call it where you are, they call it the MTR here, Mick Orphalus Fitzpatrick and Ali Bostet were good enough to let me record our not completely random conversation. Oh, for those tech geeks keeping score, I plugged my Belkin ToonTalk microphone into Ali's iPod Nano, which is something I'd never done before. Sounds pretty good. Those train sounds in the background are all real. I'm violating one of my tour directives. I'm being a tourist. Well, we're all being tourists here in Hong Kong on the day of a performance. But ever since we were crazy tourists in Jerusalem while performing the Bible and going to the Dead Sea and Nazareth and Jerusalem and doing two shows a day every other day, that just went. And then we all got home to our various places and got massively sick of exhaustion. I said, you know what? I don't need to be a tourist while I'm out on the road. And now, yet here we are, going to see Big Buddha.
Big Buddha, Big Buddha, talk about mud flaps.
I like Gouda.
Thank you. You're welcome. You're welcome for the big finish.
Good to see you.
But I'm the baby in this regard. Liz Fitzpatrick, you make it a point to be a tourist where'er you go, right?
Well, absolutely, because who else is ever going to give me a free trip to Hong Kong to come back and be a tourist?
Well, this is true. This is true. But you don't, by the end of the show, you don't get exhausted?
Well, there are nights when I'm starting to regret it, but most of the time I just try to get back to the hotel by 3 o'clock in the afternoon and lay down for an hour and a half and then go find dinner and go to the theater.
And that works for you?
Absolutely works for me.
Because you've already taken like a 4-hour bus tour here in Hong Kong.
I did. I took a 4-hour bus tour that left at 9 o'clock in the morning the other day, but I was back at the hotel by 2 and I took a 2-hour nap and I was ready to go.
So you kind of know this. You know Hong Kong. You're the one leading us on this trip to Big Buddha. You know the metro. You know the buses we got to take. We're here. We're only here because Mom is taking us.
Oh, please don't call me Mom.
If I'm Dad, you're Mom.
That's gonna make me creepy uncle, and I don't want to be that guy.
Why don't you just call me Julie McCoy?
Julie McCoy, our tour director. Okay, good. Okay, Julie, where is our cocaine?
Yeah, they don't show that on the show, so we're not gonna talk about it on the podcast.
Fair enough. And what does that make Allie?
Way too young for this group, as far as I know.
Gopher.
Gopher. You're Gopher.
Or what's the name of the what's the name of the captain's daughter? That's who she is.
Vicky Steuben?
Yeah, I don't know.
So you're.
I think that makes you Vicky Steuben.
So you're Gopher. So does that mean you're gonna ten bar and run for Congress?
Isaac was the president.
Gopher ran errands.
He was the porter.
He was sort of a gopher.
Yeah, I could do that.
Well, more than just a clever name.
Actually, that's kind of that's maybe a better job description for what you do with the Reduced Shakespeare Company than office manager stroke stage manager stroke wardrobe person, whatever you need. Yeah, Gopher.
Yeah, that works.
All right, so that's one of my RSE travel tips is to not be a tourist when you're performing. Liz's RSE travel tip is to be a tourist when you're on tour somewhere. Do you have anybody else have any other travel tips?
Don't throw up in the tailor shop because it scares him.
Yeah, you had a bad day that day. You girls were so good to come help me to the tailor because I'm getting a couple of new suits here. But the heat got to you in a big way.
Heat got to me. And you know, Rippy and I are just having a bad couple of weeks. Keep falling down. It's not good.
But definitely take the public transit here in Hong Kong. Public transit here in Hong Kong, it goes everywhere. It's always running. Ferries, NTRs, buses, trams, it's great.
Yeah, easiest public transit system I've ever seen, ever, anywhere.
McGorf, you stay fit and in shape on the tour. How do you do it?
Thank you. Yes, and I concur about the public transport system. And piggybacking on Ali's travel tip of not throwing up in a tailor shop,
yeah.
I would like to recommend to all travelers Airborne. I am a firm believer in this, and I began taking Airborne when I first went out with you guys to Holland in 06,
okay.
Which was my first long airplane trip since my honeymoon 16 years ago.
Don't spend a third podcast talking about how much you love your wife.
No. I mean, I do, but no, I won't. I managed to slip that in there anyway. Just in case she ever listens, you know? And
It could happen. You're right.
Once in a while, I get some pretty big points when she does tune in. I used to get sick every time I got on an airplane. And knock on wood, I rarely get sick.
Well,
and I attribute it to Airborne and obsessive compulsive hand washing.
And good clean living. But and that's great because I actually read an article. I don't want to blow your high, but I read an article.
No. I don't even want to hear it.
Okay.
I'm going to dispel all this stuff. Oh, it's just a placebo.
That's what I've heard.
Look.
If it works, then it works.
If it works, it works.
Yeah, exactly
so,
right.
And if Airborne wants me to do a commercial or something, step it up. They could sponsor this podcast.
They could.
Yeah.
That would be great, actually. In which
stop slamming them.
In which case, I would completely dispel all the things I've read.
Yes. You'd say, no, Airborne's great.
No,
we love Airborne.
It's good stuff. You got me through Nutcracker and the 400 children last year, and I didn't get sick.
That's very good. And I've taken it, and I've never gotten sick. But then I don't get sick that much, knock wood. I just jinx. There's a jinx. Just jinx it there. Now, Matt Rippey is not joining us today on this field trip because he's
the wuss.
I was going to say, preserving himself for the show, being the consummate professional. All right, he's a wuss. But we also have, it's a big tourist day. It's a huge Hong Kong day for me. Going to see the Big Buddha, picking up my new tailored suits that I just bought here in Hong Kong. And then tonight, we're going on a junk. We're going on a genuine junk in the Victoria Harbor after the show. But McGorf, you will not be joining us on that.
I'm probably not going to come. I suffer from seasickness, and you can call me a wuss if you want.
Wouldn't. But there's another placebo called Dramamine, which is very helpful.
Yes.
Have you ever tried
it? I have tried it. I've tried those little wristbands.
Oh, okay.
And people always say, oh, no, it won't be. This is a nice big boat, or it's gentle today. I've been on sailboats where people are like, here, we got you the wristbands, and here's some Dramamine, and have a couple of beers, and it's going to be nice and gentle, so you're going to be fine. And then, like, I'm on the boat for 1 minute, I'm like,
green. Hate it. Green.
Yeah, I've already seen one person barf this week.
Enough people barfing. To thine own self be true. Like, I know that what's going to happen, so
yeah.
I'll go play poker.
But that's good. I mean, that is the way you survive on these tours. You go, this is what I do, and it doesn't have to be a group effort. You know, we work together. We don't have to be friends. It turns out that we kind of tolerate each other, off stage.
Yeah.
So that's all good.
Lei Hao, this is Ellie Davis, the Around Town Girl from Radio 3, and you're listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast.
Where can you see the RSC? This week we leave Asia and begin our fall tour of the complete works of William Shakespeare abridged in America, starting this Saturday in Decorah, Iowa at Luther College on September 26th, then moving on to Buena Vista University in Storm Lake, Iowa on September 28th, the Eau Claire Regional Arts Center in Eau Claire, Wisconsin on October 1st, and back to Michigan Tech in Houghton, Michigan on October 3rd. Then we have a couple weeks off, then we head to Allegheny College in Meadville, Pennsylvania on October 24th, then we spend a week at the Blumenthal Performing Arts Center in Charlotte, North Carolina, from October 27th to November 1st. Then head on down to Durham, to Duke University on the November 3rd, to East Carolina University in Greenville on the 4th, then back to Walnut Creek, California on November 12th, 13th, and 14th, and then a 3-week run in Madison, Wisconsin,
from December 4th to December 20th. Go to reduceshakespeare.com for more venue and ticket information. Now, something else I did this week was to try out the new Voice Memos app on my iPhone during an actual performance. Now, the quality is not as good as my trusty Belkin ToonTalk with iPod combination, but it's slightly easier to carry around. First, I chatted with Mick Orff about his pre-show preparation.
All right, the opening music is playing. You're going on in about 20 seconds, Mick Orff. What are your thoughts?
I just found out that it's a 30-minute tram ride to get to the racetrack tonight, so I'm much less interested.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, that's good. So your mind is on the show.
Absolutely. I mean, Stanislavski always said, you know, think about what you're going to do later on tonight, yeah. Moments before you go right. on. It's very important.
What's my motivation? The post-show beer.
That's exactly right. No, come on. I'm ready.
No, you're ready.
In fact, get this thing out of my face. I got to go to the show.
Then I left the microphone running while I prepared to and then actually played Ophelia's Balcony.
All right. Rippy's about to come on and get me. I have to play the Balcony. You'll hear it in just a moment.
You just buy the book. Come on, mother.
What? Oh, yeah, come on.
Let's go. Let's go. All right.
What are you doing?
The balcony scene.
Oh. Well, I get to stand under here.
Romeo, deny thy father and refuse thy name, or if thou wilt not be but sworn my love and all.
Sorry.
Balcony sprung a leak. And I'll no longer be a Capulet. What's in a name anyway? That which we call a nose, by any other name, would still smell. So Romeo would. Ho, Romeo, doff thy name, and for thy name, which is no part of thee, take all myself.
Sorry, but I'm in a mess.
I take thee at thy word. Call me but love, and I shall be new back.
I thought that went pretty well.
And finally, I turned the microphone on just in time to hear Section C say...
Crap, Hamlet! My punk is digging. I'm from Spain now!
Wow, that was awesome! I recorded it.
Yeah.
Sounded good. It sounded good, although this guy's biological clock was ticking louder than everybody else's.
But I just want to say that was a beautiful C-section.
Yeah, for sure.
We also conducted workshops with two schools here in Hong Kong. And on the way to the first one, I did a follow-up phone interview with Phil Whelan of Hong Kong's Radio 3.
Time to check in. Check in with the Reduced Shakespeare Company. Going to say hi once again to Austin Titchener, who is not, as people have been suggesting, wearing a comedy combination wig and beard. How you doing?
I'm well, but this is certainly early to be talking to you.
Yeah, well, it's very kind of you. I just wondered how you've been finding it. I mean, you've done last Thursday or something, a handful of shows, a handful more to go, and here we are. What's your vibe so far with Hong Kong?
Oh, well, it's been fantastic. Everybody's been treating us very, very well. We've got fantastic digs, great food. We're particularly thrilled that you arranged to have that typhoon come in on our day off, too. That was very, very sporting of you.
I had to pull some strings on that one, but, you know, sometimes it pays off. Have the audiences been getting you? I got to say, I saw it. It was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. It was cracking.
Well, you were a very good audience. Some audiences are not quite as loud and demonstrative as you. But last night's crowd was really fantastic, and everybody seems to be getting it quite well. You know, we always go out to the audience after the show. I go out to the foyer after the show and meet the audience, and they all come out, big smiles on their faces.
It's so funny this, you know, you guys dive out and stand there and sign your autographs. I mean, have you ever done a gig where really nobody shows and they couldn't really give a hoot?
Yeah, oh yeah. and actually, sometimes we're grateful for that.
What's the next show? Can you tell us what's coming out of the bag soon?
Well, what we're working on now, we've just started writing it, and it's going to be our seventh stage show, our seventh minimum opus. Our next thing that we're going to reduce is the complete World of Sports abridged.
Fair enough. So we have, let me see, where are we? Thursday, Friday, Saturday times two, and Sunday times two?
Exactly right.
Six more shows. Austin, you're off to do some education today. What's that all about?
In a place long enough, we can go to schools and do workshops about theater, about auditions, about improv, about circus skills, and basically talking what it's like to be a professional actor and trying to talk the children out of it if we possibly can.
Well, I think you've made a lot of people happy in Hong Kong. Thanks for your time and have a great day.
Thanks very much,
Bill.
See
ya. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And then finally, on the way back down from Big Buddha in our taxi to the train station, we talked about the most important RSE travel tip of all.
The other thing that's good advice, whether you're in Hong Kong or on the road traveling in a van with a bunch of other actors is, am I right, McWharf, pee before you get in the bus or the van?
Huge, huge advice. Yes, heed that warning, people. Pee before you go somewhere. And then, you know, pee again. Pee again. I drove Brent and Michael and Matt crazy in Holland because every single night we'd get done with the show, I'd have a couple of beers at the theater, and I'd drink water the entire show. And then I'd get in the van, and we'd be on the road for 2 minutes, and I'd be like, I gotta pee, you gotta pull over, please.
Allie, the stage manager, and Elaine, all our stage managers, call, you know, half hour, 15 minutes, 5 minutes, and then places. Now, places is usually called a 2 minutes to curtain, you know, typically 7:58. And what that means, places, is that you go to your places, you go to your first position, you go to the backstage, ready to make your entrance. In reduced Shakespeare Company land, however, that means, okay, we finish getting dressed, and then we go for a long urination. Have I described that correctly?
There's also the brush your teeth that happens at places, and we tune the guitar at places some nights.
Right.
Only if we've forgotten to do it earlier, though.
In fairness. Now, another question for you, McWharf. Have you ever tried one of those trucker pee things, you know, that you can just kind of put between your legs on the long hauls, you know what I mean? They're not catheters, but they're like big gulps, empty big gulps.
Are you insinuating that I should be wearing Depends diapers, adult diapers, sir? Because I take issue with that. I have never wet my pants on tour.
I wasn't suggesting that at all, but now that you mention it, have you ever tried those?
No, I do carry a bottle with me because in Los Angeles, you tend to get stuck in a lot of traffic. And there is nothing in the world worse than having to go. I don't use it that often, but I have occasionally in a big Ocean Spray cranberry juice type bottle. You know, let one hang.
You know what? That is probably the most valuable piece of RSE travel tip advice we can possibly have. Thank you for sharing, McWharf.
Well, no problem. I like to give. You know, that's my little public service gift to the community.
I think it could be safely said you like to give and go.
That's exactly. Give and go and go and go and go and go.
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. Send us your travel tips via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com. You can interact with other fans at our website, reducedshakespeare.com. Just click on forum. You can also find us at facebook.com, myspace.com/reducedshakespeare. Become a subscriber to our YouTube channel or become a twit. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/reduced. Thanks as always to webmaster Matt Rippey, tour director Matthew Croak, music by John Weber and GarageBand. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to Alex Sadowski. No reason. It's just random. Special thanks to Ellie Davis from RTHK Radio 3 and to all the people who've looked after us here in Hong Kong. Gloria, Vanessa, Wingo, Cherie, Dot, and Sophie, and many others. And finally, thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 146 438ths of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
Thanks for coming. Thank you. Thanks for coming. You're welcome.
Are you going to bring it back?
Well, hopefully they want to see the Bible. Hopefully they'll bring it back. Hopefully they'll bring it back. Yeah.
Can you sign my boob?
Absolutely.
This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reducedshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less.